Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, after the last couple of weeks, have you noticed a little extra swagger amongst your guys?
There's no question there's a lot more chatter. The guys are feeling good about themselves. We're playing good hockey, Schultz. We really have, I think, since that Bowling Green series in early January when we came back from Air Force, we've played good hockey. I don't know what our record is, but I know it's pretty good. I think it's 7-3-2. I know we're 5-1-2 in our last eight, but we're practicing so well right now. There's just a lot of guys who are very comfortable right now. A lot of those young forwards are comfortable, and we're just seeing a lot of development, a lot of progress in those guys, and I think they feel it themselves.
Yeah, since that Alaska loss, it is 5-1-2. You always say special teams and goaltending, right?
Yeah, 100%. And, right now, we're getting penalty killing, we're getting power play at time. We still got to get more consistent with our power play, and Driscoll is playing good in the nets.
Zach told us a couple of weeks ago that over Christmas he went back to a trainer that he used to use and did some drills and some stuff where he started seeing the puck a lot better. Over the years, you hear goalies going to eye doctors to do hand-eye coordination, yoga for flexibility. How much of that stuff goes on at the college level?
Well, these guys, they do have a lot of – it's crazy this day and age. There's a lot of personal this and a lot of personal that. There's no question. These guys have a lot of that, and they have a lot of it growing up. So it's just a different age than when we grew up, Schultze, but that's just the way it is right now.
And talking about the penalty kill, Brendan Harris this week used the term buy-in amongst everyone. Do you agree with that term?
I don't know about the term buy-in. I think confidence is better. I think there's a lot more confidence right now with our group. We've got a young forward group right now, Schultze, as far as penalty killers go, and they haven't killed a lot of penalties. And they're just, again, they're comfortable. They're getting more and more experience. We work hard on our penalty killing. We take a lot of pride in it. I just think there's a lot of confidence right now.
Every coach this time of year preaches one game at a time with a vast number of possibilities here yet the 2 weeks. Does that make getting that message across easier?
Well, again, 100%. I haven't even said one game at a time because I think that's a given. I'm not even using that term. Guys have looked at the standings. I look at the standings. You look at the standings. We know what's at stake. So you got to take it one game at a time. And if you lose a game, your back's against the wall. If you win a game, you know what? You're on the inside looking out.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the pregame show. Part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Looking back at that series at Bowling Green in January. At that point, I thought that first game, that Thursday night game, was maybe one of your most consistent full 60-minute games that you had played. How complete of a win was that for you at that time?
It was a big win, and I thought we could have had more. I'm talking goals right there. I thought offensively, Schultze is probably the most grade A's in the quality scoring chances we had up until that point, and maybe even since then too. I don't know, but it was a great game. I take a look at our Saturday game against Northern Michigan, our Saturday game against Michigan Tech, our Saturday game against Minnesota State Mankato, and our Thursday game against Bowling Green as our four best games this year.
They're a tough team to play against. What makes them so difficult to play?
They just play so darn heavy. They're just a strong, physical team. They're kind of a throwback team, and they're relentless.
Over the years, they seem to be a different team on the road, though. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think we're all different teams on the road. We're all a different team on the road, but they have an identity. They play to that identity. The biggest thing is their rink's just a unique rink, with the shallow corners, with no room behind the net. So it's a little different game on the road, but they've got a mindset. They've got a physical presence to their game. And, obviously, again, there's a lot on the line right now because we know what's going on with 2 weeks left in the season.
They've got three guys with double-digit goal totals this year. How do you need to defend them this week?
You have to be on top of things because they throw a lot of pucks to the slot. We have to have good slot coverage. We have to deny the back wall. We can't give them any ice behind the net. And you got to defend quick. And you have to have good sticks, Schultze.
They don't give up many either. Team goals against of 1.8 something. How do you score against them?
You got to push the pace. You got to get shots. You got to get second chance opportunities. You got to keep the puck alive down low, which is one thing we've emphasized all week because they defend well. They swarm. They defend well. You just really have to keep the puck alive. It's not easy, but you just got to keep attacking.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.